Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Monday, November 2nd, 2015. One youth killed and at least eight others injured during Israeli attacks targeting West Bank communities. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli soldiers shot and killed on Monday morning a Palestinian teenager and kidnapped another near Al Jalama military roadblock northwest of the northern West Bank city of Jenin, allegedly after the two attempted to stab soldier. The slain Palestinian, Ahmed Awad Abu Rob, 16, was killed after soldiers stationed on the military tower opened fire on him, while resident Muhammad Mahmoud Kmail, 17, was kidnapped. The soldiers closed the roadblock on both directions and initiated a search campaign in the area. On Saturday, soldiers shot and killed Muhammad Tal Nazal, 17 years of age, on the same roadblock. According to Palestinian sources, 74 Palestinians, including 12 children, 2 infants, and a pregnant woman, were killed since October 1st. Also on Monday, Israeli soldiers injured 8 civilians in the village of Katanna near the central West Bank city of Ramallah. Moreover, many residents were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. The clashes in Katanna started after Israeli soldiers attacked protesters at the entrance of the village. Protesters marched in the funeral of 2 youth from the village that were killed by the army last month and only handed their bodies to their families on Sunday night after detaining them for 20 days. Moreover, Israeli soldiers invaded early on Monday several Palestinian communities in the occupied West Bank, broke into and ransacked homes before kidnapping 13 Palestinians, including children. In other news, Israeli soldiers demolished on Monday 3 Palestinian apartments in Nusaybe neighborhood in Beit Hanina town in occupied Jerusalem. Early on Monday, the army demolished another home in Jabal al-Mukabbir in Jerusalem. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Monday, November 2nd, 2015 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.